Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 350.
Stop it.
I can't. We've only just started.
Keep going then.
We've only just begun this episode. And I think it's a really good episode, seeing it's 350, to call it episode 350.
How pertinent.
Isn't it? It's like it's poetry. It's
in motion.
It's the vibe of the Constitution.
Yeah.
It's Mabo. No, what it's else did he say in it?
Numerical.
It's numerical.
Yeah.
And it's going straight to the pool room.
It's going straight to the pool room. I mean, 350 is a good round number. It feels strong.
Strong.
It feels stable.
And
yeah,
feels like you don't have to go to a lot of effort to celebrate it.
No. You know what? 14 more and you've done the equivalent of one a day for a year.
Yeah.
So you could, if you wanted to catch up,
yes,
you could listen to one a day.
You could listen to one a day.
It would take you one whole year to listen to us.
Yeah. I know. Gosh.
Well done, us.
I'm kind of a bit excited now about 365. Oh, it sounds really exciting.
We should only do things that have year in the title. I mean, when I say do things, I mean watch them, because that's what we're here for. Watch and suggest movies that have year in a title.
So I'm thinking there was one like 1917 or something, I think.
Okay. I was thinking the word year, but I'll accept
the word year.
Yeah, like a year in our life. Or,
Oh,
you could watch the Gilmore Girls special.
About years?
Yeah, they're like re-whatever. After the whole season's finished, they did four more episodes and it was called A Year in a Life or something like that. And it was four episodes each season. Hallmark movies. There'll be a year in the title.
Gotta be one.
There'll be 1,000 of them.
So you know how every September we're eating Toblerone?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Because Toblerone has nougat in it.
That's exactly the problem. I even start at the top where there's not as much because the nougat sinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Every September, on the very 1st of September, the Filipino population and communities around the world start celebrating Christmas. They start early, they get in, Christmas lights and decorations, everything, Christmas music.
It's a true season.
I asked someone that I work with who's Filipino, and I said to her, I said, is there a Filipino cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas? And she said, not that I know of, we just listen to that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I went, okay, yeah, fair enough. But there are lots of like Filipino-specific Christmas stuff, right?
Yeah.
And this year in particular, I think I might have gotten the Christmas vibe from the Filipino community, because I feel like I might need to start watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Now.
Not normal Christmas movies. I'm not talking like Home Alone. I'm talking
No. I'm with you.
Hallmark Christmas movies.
Okay. So you're a few days late.
I know. 1st of September.
First started.
Obviously.
So you better get going.
Yeah.
There you go. One a day.
Oh, so many.
Okay, one a week.
They're all over the shop as well, and not all of them are Hallmark. Like, you think about the ones on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan ones, and the one about the – oh, what was her name? She was from High School Musical. And she goes over to Europe and she meets a princess, or else she's the princess.
Yeah.
No, she meets a princess. Oh, I can't. No, she meets a prince.
Are there two of them?
I think that was the sequel.
Oh, okay.
But they're not actually Hallmark Christmas movies.
No, but I label them as Hallmark. Yeah. Like, there's blockbuster Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. We all know those ones.
Yeah.
And then there's Hallmark Christmas movies. And then there's Christmas specials.
Mm. First one off the top of my head, obviously, Vicar of Dibley. Oh. That's what you mean, right?
Oh, my God, I bloody love it. I love it.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Okay.
It's just the vibe of the Christmas Constitution.
You really want to move on to Chrissy, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's, for us, particularly in Australia, there's a big lull. Like in our family, there are birthdays in winter. So we manage that.
Yeah.
That's quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Are you trying to say enjoyable?
Enjoyable. Yeah. Okay. I just couldn't.
Wow.
I lost the suffix. Oh. It was like enjoys, enjoyed.
It was in enjoying. Essex.
Joyful. We get through winter.
Yep.
Those middle years. Mm. Those middle, I need to stop.
Wow. I'm going really
those
well.
Those middle months of the year are done for us. They're exciting because full yes. birthdays.
Yeah,
and then there's a big lull until December for us.
Mm.
We don't have Thanksgiving.
No.
We don't really do Halloween.
No.
But even then, it's only one day. It's not a Christmas festival for
us. And I know that people will get into Halloween. It'll be the 1st of October and they'll be like, this is it.
Mm.
Every night I'll either watch a scary movie, yeah, play a scary game, read a scary book.
Mm.
I don't do any of that. I panic buy probably a 12-pack of Cherry Ripes in hopes that no children come on the 31st so that I can eat the 12-pack of Cherry Ripes.
On the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Or 8:30 on the 31st.
Yeah. Turn your lights off, not home.
Well, I'm not home.
Mm-mm.
I'm busy.
We're quite lucky where we live, though, because nobody really comes.
They're not going
to
come
us.
Down this way. If you know, you know. That's yeah. where we are.
Well, I avoid people coming to my house by taking my children out.
Well, that's a good tactic. The road,
and they can empty everybody else's
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then what I do is what I do with their party bags from birthdays is I let them have one thing and then I hide the bag,
mm-hmm.
i.e., I put it up high and then I will eat it.
You hid one in the fridge in my garage probably about 4 months ago, still there.
Did I put it in the fridge, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
well, someone did.
In my maybe someone moved on me. Because in my memory, I put it on top of the fridge.
Oh, my God, no.
In a panic thing. And then it was 2 weeks later I went back to look for it. I'm like, oh, it's not there. Maybe I moved it.
Mm.
Or what I do is then I use those lollies as bribes. Mm. Later on. We're still going through Easter chocolates with bribes.
Okay. Is this Toblerone Easter? No.
No. This is the obligatory September Father's Day when the massive Toblerones come in all the shops and that's what you buy your dad for Father's Day.
It's a bit orangey.
Yeah.
Just choked on it.
Straight to the back of my throat. It's ginger.
Oh.
And orange, I think.
Nice.
Hmm.
That's quite nice, that one. Mm. That's
see? Did it go straight to the back of your throat?
That's some suffix. Yeah. Yeah. I got a quiz for you. It's about Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
I feel like I've done it before, but I always like try and base it on something that we're doing or talking about.
Okay.
And in the news, we'll be talking about some stuff coming up in September to watch. And
she
one thing is her thing.
She does have something mm-hmm. coming
and
out.
And I think you know what it is. So we'll be doing all of that, including actual
news.
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
Right. The first one I wanted to talk about, which I've seen a bit all over the shop on the internet machine, people who know specifications and bits and bobs inside stuff.
Yeah.
Like computers,
uh-huh.
are a little bit excited yeah. about the specs of the possible PS5 Pro leak. Now, the PS5
it's
Pro
niche.
Is PlayStation 5. Each generation has a different number.
Yeah.
We're up to 5. But each generation has a mid one, right, where they get that 5, PlayStation 5, and they upgrade little bits of it. So they might put more space in it.
And they call it mid.
No, that's what I'm calling
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
That they call them pros most of the time.
I was going to say mid doesn't sound very
no,
interesting.
No, it's a pro.
To buy.
It's PlayStation 5 Pro, and they're talking about the design of it, which looks a lot like the PS5, except it's got a few lines in the middle bit.
Okay, so they spend a lot of time on that.
It's usually what they do. They put a few extra lines. So I'm going to talk about the sketch, right, of the leak. The sketch.
Yeah, go on.
They can't. Okay, so they're calling it. It's the sketch is white. So our assumption is that the PS5 Pro is also white,
okay.
like the PS5, right? But there are three black stripes in the middle. I don't know what that represents, except for the fact that maybe it's looking different to the normal one.
Like full on stripes or a bit artistic?
No, it's Sony. It's just full on. What are you talking about? I mean, they. It was pretty out there how they designed the PS5. Like it looks like. Do you remember the PS4? It was just like this black box.
Yeah, that's quite spacey.
It's
quite Dyson-y.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I was going to say it was? It looks like an Olympic torch that people.
100%.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. It's massive too. Anyway, they've improved the CPU. I'm just going to say some words and I don't quite understand them and you won't either, but let's just say them anyway, okay. Right? Okay. High CPU frequency mode. So that isn't that really. That's
cool.
And yeah. And 10% increase to 3.85 GH little Z. And the GPU, right? Whoo, it's going to enable faster rendering and higher quality ray tracing.
I will notice the difference.
So when you're playing Stardew Valley,
I will notice
the ray difference.
I will
no, the
notice
ray
the
tracing
difference.
Will be massive. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing I'm really why I'm saying all of this is so I can say one word, right? But here we go. So it works out, right? We're going to get extra teraflops. Yep. How cool's that?
Surely that's a joke.
No, teraflop is specifically a word you talk about.
I'd love to spend more money on my flops.
No,
teraflops. Teraflops, because there's so many of them.
You out of control with your teraflops. Look, stop talking about the PS5 Pro, okay?
It's only a sketch, guys.
Guys, shush. Because I want to talk about Sissy Spacek and Nick Nolte. Okay, guys?
Shh. Important stuff coming up.
No teraflops in this story, mm-mm. But Oscar winner and Oscar, three-time Oscar nominee, are going to be in a little film that I like to call Die, comma, My Love. And the reason I like to call it that is because that's what it's actually called and it's based off a book.
As in actually COMMA.
Die, My Love.
Oh, and you've said comma.
Oh, no, the comma's in there. Yeah. Don't know what it's about. I believe, some sort of thriller. I mean, it sounds right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're an old married couple and they both are out to kill each other.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but more thrillery, less comedy-y.
Yeah. I found out what you've been up to these last 50 years and Die, My Love.
I could probably just have a look at what the actual book was about and then maybe we could just throw a wild guess that it would be something about that. Should I have a look?
Go on.
Okay. Let's have a look. Should I just write synopsis? I'll write synopsis. I like that word.
It's better than what is My Love about.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's so true. Synopsis. Here we go. Okay. In a forgotten patch of French countryside, a woman is battling her demons, embracing exclusion, yet wanting to belong, craving freedom whilst feeling trapped, yearning for family life, but at the same time wanting to burn the entire house down. I don't know.
No.
Not sure.
Not interesting.
That's not what.
Can I tell you some good news?
Yeah, I love good news. Can I eat a Toblerone whilst you do it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, all right.
Keanu Reeves turned 60.
Really?
60.
Yep.
Why? How in the counting of years did he become 60?
That's insane.
He's not.
He can't be.
52.
Probably. Yeah, I'd say early 50s.
60. No way, Jose.
You know he wrote a book recently.
Did he?
Yeah, fiction. Co-wrote it with somebody who was a writer.
They were a plumber.
And that's
they
the
got
end
together
of
and they said, we know words.
It's the end of the story. SAG-AFTRA, as I always have to say it because I want to say afters, SAG-AFTRA has really gotten behind this Californian bill, right, which is regulating the use of AI digital replicas of dead performers. Now, when I think about that, I always think about Rogue One.
Yeah.
Do you remember at the end of Rogue One, you see
Carrie Fisher?
But she was alive. No, no, no. She was alive. Oh, was she? Yeah, she was alive at that. Was she?
I'm not sure. I could be wrong. I'm not good with facts.
I was thinking about the other bear guy, not Darth Vader, but the bear guy.
Yeah.
And he was dead, but he was in that film.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Of course, he was also in Star Wars.
So do people have to write into their wills? If you would like to write me into Star Wars, that's okay.
But
if you want to write me into Love Island season 24,
and die, my okay. Die, comma, my love.
Not okay.
Not happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, those wills are going to be long.
Mm. Well, I suspect they are anyway,
clauses.
Right?
Clauses.
Mm. That is interesting because AI is not – sorry – SAG-AFTRA is not a fan of AI.
Yes.
So them trying to stop things AI related, not surprising. It's a big bill.
Mm.
Big bill. Do you want to talk about some things that are coming up so we can watch it before they AI everything?
Yeah.
All right. I found this one. This is a nice collection in The Guardian. And I thought this one's a good one. Guardian Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Because I saw The Perfect Couple.
Yeah.
That's the one,
that's
right?
That's the one, yeah.
Netflix coming out. What's the date today? The 3rd. It's coming out the 5th. It's coming out on the day that this podcast is released. It's on Netflix. It's a movie starring Nicole Kidman.
Our Nicole.
Whoa. Nicole. It's about murder and mayhem. That's what they say. An upper class setting. She always plays an upper class person.
She does.
Has she ever played someone who is an upper class? Oh, maybe Moulin Rouge. She was lower class there,
she
right?
She was very much lower
Pretty
class.
Sure she didn't speak in a lower class accent, though. It's been a long time since I watched it.
She's from Sydney. Born in Singapore, isn't she? Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah, she grew up in North Sydney. What was I talking about? The actual synopsis of the movie. Sorry, it's in Massachusetts, I think, and it's a rehearsal dinner for a wedding, right? And then a corpse starts bobbing about in the water near them, and they're like, that's a dead body. Who done it?
Okay. Who is it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. It's not out.
That's like White Lotus, where the corpse was bobbing and you were like, forget who done it. Who is it? Whose leg is that?
Yeah, I want to know more about who it is than anything else. Another one that I thought maybe a lot of people would like, it's also on Netflix and is also in this Guardian episode article. Mm. Nobody wants this, but they will. The movie's called Nobody Wants This, But They Will. It's a rom-com. Kristen Bell.
Got a lot of time for her.
And the bloke who is the guy in You, Adam Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Is he in Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
So it's that rom-com with those two. If you've watched a lot of You, it might be hard to watch him in a rom-com, wondering when he's going to start murdering and stalking people.
Yeah.
The answer will only be shown on the 26th of September.
Okay.
So you might have to just hang around and wait.
Just hang in there a little bit.
Just hang in there a little bit. This is one I thought you would like to see, Dr. Odyssey. Have you seen this?
No.
We've spoken about it.
Have we?
Joshua Jackson. He plays an onboard doctor on a luxury cruise ship.
Oh.
And all, like, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Where the staff work hard and play harder.
Oh, so it's below deck and drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll watch that.
That is on Disney Plus on the 28th of September, so you got a little while to wait.
Is it a movie?
Oh, it's a series.
Cool.
This is one that you we'll probably have to go to the star part of Disney 4.
Okay.
But he looks
I've
like.
I've got the search function.
Oh.
I'm okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just if you don't want to type it, that's all. Oh, you don't mind. Wow.
Typing's quicker than like me scrolling.
Okay, fair
and
enough.
Scrolling.
Yeah. Okay. Just chill, dude. It's fine. This is one I thought some people would really get involved in on 13th of September. It's not unlucky because Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy is coming to Disney+. The entire Star Wars galaxy gets completely mixed up when an ordinary Nerf herder, do you want me to say his real Star Warsy name, Sig Grebling, unearths a powerful artifact from a hidden Jedi temple. Fun.
Do you think they make up Star Wars names by getting the Scrabble tiles and just like say pick seven.
Uh-huh.
Put them together.
I reckon they go on the internet, Google, Star Wars name generator.
Oh.
Put it in there. Just a guess. What else is around? That's probably something you're asking, and I'm going to answer you now. SBS On Demand. Spent. Also on the 13th of September. This one is from the UK, and it's all kind of based on the woman who stars as the main character. She stars as Mia, and it's based on her own experiences because she also wrote it.
Oh.
Pretty cool. Now, international
like Baby Reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
International runway model whose career is in the doldrums. It's a good word, isn't it?
I don't know what that means.
There's a Guardian. They're very clever, you know.
Yeah.
She returned from the US to a hometown in South London.
Sounding like a Hallmark movie there, Leah.
Oh, sorry. returning to the from the US to South London, I took town out, and she was told she must declare for bankruptcy. She reconnects with old family and friends. Oh, no, it's started to sound like a Hallmark movie again. And in an attempt to start again.
Is she dressed in red or tartan?
Yep.
And then is she really?
Just red. She's got a red puffer jacket on.
You watch, there'll be a Christmas tree in the scene.
She's walking through what looks like a council estate, so I'm not sure. Anyway.
She's got a puffer jacket?
Got a puffer jacket. It's a red puffer jacket.
God, I'm really good at this game.
I am so impressed. That is insane how good you are. Oh, my word.
This is the kind of quiz I could excel at.
Yeah. One last thing. Agatha All The Way is the show with Catherine Hahn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Marvel one where she's like a witch. And they've been talking about it for about 14 years now.
Yeah.
It's finally coming out on the 19th of September. Okay? So just wait. It's fine. Nicole Kidman quiz coming up for us very soon. But for us, you and I, we get to talk about our watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power is a TV show based on Tolkien's characters from the Tolkien books. Tolkien?
The Tolkien universe.
Yeah, the Tolkienverse. Season one was thoroughly expensive and everybody sat down and excited to watch the first two episodes and they're like, gosh, it looks pretty, but it's a little bit boring.
Boring.
And then they watched more and they were like, this is actually a bit boring, but it's really nice. And then
won't finish the season.
Yeah, exactly. And then other people are like, but I really love that universe. I'm going to watch it all. And then they watch it. They were like, it was pleasant. It was fine.
But forgettable.
I think so.
Mm.
Season two comes along. I've watched 2.5 episodes. Things are kicking off. In fact, this season has gotten a lot better reviews than the first one. And I did see an interesting few comments on the internet saying this is what happens when you give a show
second
chance, and they were sort of going, hey, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Disney and Star Wars, The Acolyte could probably get a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, you just think about Netflix, they just get rid of stuff all the time.
There's a lot to be said for making something, going back, analysing it and fixing and going, right, that didn't work, let's push this direction.
We know where we need to end because we know the beginning of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Maybe House of the Dragon, you know, the Game of Thrones prequel, we might grab some ideas from that.
Yeah.
It feels darker. I mean, more things are happening, but yeah.
Mm.
I think it is just, in terms of episode length, just long enough.
Okay.
Any longer, I'd be like, oh, my gosh. I mean, they do vary.
How long do you reckon?
Oh, they're just over an hour.
Okay, yeah, that's just verging on. Mm.
If you're getting up to about a 1 hour and 16, I'm like, well.
I think 50 minutes is good.
This is as long as a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, yeah. 50 minutes is good for a long format episode.
You think about it. If you do watch a TV show, an hour-long TV show on TV with ads, they're usually about 50 minutes long without commercials. So, yeah, that sounds about right.
How many people actually do that anymore?
Well, what you can do is you can watch stuff like The X-Files.
Okay.
Which were that.
Yeah. I mean, you are showing your age.
No, no, no.
We still live in a sitcom is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
A drama is 1 hour.
1 hour.
So of an evening, you might get two shows in.
Or four sitcoms.
And then you go to bed.
The news.
Oh.
And three sitcoms. Or the news, one sitcom, 1 hour long drama. Mm-hmm.
But it is under duress that you're watching the news. You're like,
of course.
I could go and do something productive, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Why do you finish on the football every day?
It's so boring. What have you been watching?
I went into kind of rom-com-ish world, I decided.
You're teetering on Hallmark.
Oh, look. You're teetering. You know what? Is it verging on Hallmark? It's trying hard. But it could be if it didn't have the cast it did.
Or trying hard not to be Hallmark.
Yeah, it's trying hard to be a really funny movie, not a rom-com.
Yep.
But what good movie, comedy movie, doesn't have some sort of a love interest in there?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway.
Of course. Of course.
Aside the point.
Come on, guys.
The movie is Space Cadet. It stars Emma Roberts. I have to call her Robertson. I just changed her name.
Put extra words
in it later. It's from this year and it's on Amazon Prime. Now, Emma plays a character whose nickname is Rex. And Rex was a really clever kid, you know, won science awards and did really well in high school. And her mum was really spurring her on to love the idea of space and wanted to be an astronaut. Finished high school and her mum got really sick and passed away, so she never went to uni. So she never fulfilled, I guess, her destiny. So she's working as like a bartender.
Okay.
And, you know, is a total party girl. Mm. Anyway, you know, through the twists and turns of life, it comes up that she's like, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try and fulfill my dream. I'm going to apply for the Space Cadet
Project
at NASA. She could only do that with a doctored, very, very edited resume. All of her referees are her friend, pretending to be different people.
But good at voices.
Yeah, good at voices. Lo and behold, she ends up in the Space Cadet program at NASA. So you can kind of imagine what sort of a movie it's hitting. It could almost be a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, right, you know? Okay.
Fun like that. It's an easy watch. It was captivating enough to watch the whole thing through and go at the end, oh, yeah, it was good. If it was a rainy Friday night, you'd go to the movies and watch it. You know, that sort of a movie. But, yeah, it was fun. It wasn't overly long, so it was good to watch. But I don't know that I've ever really seen Emma Roberts in that sort of a
I'm trying to think what I would have actually seen her in.
That's what I was trying to.
Because I feel like she's one of those people that I know she's an actress, I know she's been in a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if I've seen any of it. I've seen her, I know that she was in American Horror Horror Story.
I think she's done a real mix of stuff. A few sort of romantic comedies, but then she has done things like.
I think
like
she did a Christmas kind of.
Yeah, there was
comedy.
One called Holidate.
Yeah, that's the one
and
I've seen. Yeah, it's from a few years ago.
We're the Millers. So that sort of.
Okay, yeah.
That sort of stream of comedy movies. But yeah, fun watch. It was Space Cadet. Bit silly, bit fun.
I think that is perfect for this time of year because if you are not in the Northern Hemisphere and you haven't just had your summer holidays and you're in the Southern Hemisphere and it's been winter, which I like winter. I way prefer winter than summer. But it is that time of the year where you're getting a bit tired.
Yes.
You know, your last holiday was, what, 7-8 months ago or something by now. And you're just a bit tired and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's also why I want to get into the Filipino spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Because also you finish a big heavy-duty series.
No.
And you think, I'm not ready to start another
Totally.
One. I just want to watch something tonight.
Yeah.
You know? I want it over and done with tonight.
Over with.
Yeah.
Movies are great. And that kind of movie is great in that respect. I wanted to watch something because I thought, well, this is interesting because I'm not going to go through the list of actors. I'm just going to go through the list of things that I've seen these actors in before. So Arrested Development, Derry Girls, Girls, Sex Education. That's probably enough. There are other actors from other stuff, but that's a lot of series
big
that we liked.
Yeah.
That were big, like you said. And this is called, it's on Netflix. It's a series. I think there's 8 episodes called The Decameron. And it's set in the 1300s and it's during the Black Death, so the plague. And it's a group of people who end up, they're supposed to be Italian, but they're not at all. They're all, you know, either doing their accent, which is English, trying to do an English accent, or one who's just I'm just going to do my American accent.
Oh, so they're not even bothering.
Not
even trying to assimilate to each other.
No, don't worry about it. It's a comedy. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, it's all part of the laugh.
Exactly. Very thick Irish accent, almost like I'm back in Derry Girls as well. But it is about this group. They end up in this big villa that they were all invited to. They get there to find out that the host and the host was also potential love interest or like marriage material for a few of them has died of the plague. So they haven't escaped the plague. The plague is there.
Yeah. And they've walked into it.
They've walked back into it. Shook hands. That's right. Exactly. And it's kind of them all stuck in this villa together. It's kind of funny, but I got to episode 3 and I was just like, oh,
done.
I don't really think this is as funny as I wanted it to be.
Yes. And then that's where you have to make the choice.
You've got to make the choice.
Like, am I going to keep dating this series or am I going to just say, it's not me, it's you.
You should have been a movie length movie.
Yes.
That's what you should have been. Yeah. I feel like it kind of feels like it's outstaying its welcome. So I'm just going to leave it.
You're going to ghost it.
I'm going to ghost it.
Yeah.
It's going to still be sitting there, you know, if you continue watching until I remember how to take it off.
Oh, because I get quite offended by things that sit there and I think, I didn't like you. I do that with docos that are a few episodes long. I watch one or two and I go, yeah, I got the idea of this.
Yep.
Delete from row.
Yep. Yeah, you just have to. Do you have to do a quiz?
Yeah.
This quiz, like I said, is about Nicole Kidman because she's in that film that is coming up
and we hope it's really good.
You'll probably watch it.
I'll watch it.
I don't imagine. Okay.
I was ready to watch it last night until it wasn't available. Annoying.
Okay. Well, next, when did I say? I feel like it was the first one, right? I feel like it was the first one that.
5th, 7th, something like that.
The 5th. I think it's out. Yeah, you can watch it. Oh, you're gonna be busy. But anyway, we'll find a time to watch it. We're not going to watch it. I just realized you're not going to have time to watch it.
I won't.
Okay, that's fine.
That's okay.
We'll talk about it in another week. Or forget about it completely. This is about other Nicole Kidman films.
Okay.
Synopsis time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right. Go on.
A surprising romance kicks off with comic consequences for a young woman, her mother, and her movie star boss.
Oh, yeah. The movie I watched the other week.
Yes.
His name I can't remember.
Right? Okay. Family Affair.
Family Affair, that's it.
Another one. There's different.
Tick, I got 1 point. I did. I watched it. I knew which one you were talking about.
The apparently perfect lives of upper
Stepford Wise.
Class mothers of students at a prestigious elementary school unravel to the point of murder when a single mother moves into their quaint California beach town.
I could tell you who did it.
Who did it? Oh, no, die, sorry. No, tell me who's in it.
Reese.
Sorry, when you said did it, I thought you meant, oh, Reese made it.
I'll tell you who
no, don't.
Did it, but I can't remember. Give me the first letter.
B. B-L-L.
B-L-L? Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was like Belle.
Bowl.
Bellevue.
Two witch sisters raised by their eccentric aunts in a small town.
Practical Magic.
Also starring?
Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bay.
Don't they call her Sandy?
Sandy Bay.
Okay, great. A trio of teen BMX enthusiasts.
BMX bandits.
In 1939, an English woman inherits a sprawling ranch in northern
Australia.
Last one. Thinking he can overshadow an unknown actress in the part, an egocentric actor.
Bewitched. Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.
How well do you know Nicole Kidman? Apparently quite well, for the most recent thing you watched, the name of it. You know what?
Because it didn't feel like.
I'm not going to judge you for that because that is exactly the kind of thing I would do.
Also, A Family Affair sounds like a Christmas Hallmark movie. It does not sound like a Nicole Kidman movie.
I'm going to just Google Family Affair Hallmark and see if there is one.
It'll be Christmas Family Affair.
Oh, yeah, okay. And Affair is spelt differently. Hallmark. Hallmark. Okay. Obviously all the Nicole Kidman ones come up. Maybe not. Okay, they found a name that was not taken by Hallmark. Fine.
Well, I mean, I guess they kind of have to, don't they?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
No one wants to pay that kind of money.
No one's got time for that because they're paying Nicole Kidman.
Just think of a new title. It's easier.
Zac Efron.
The lawyers are busy.
Oh, it's a good name. It's a Hallmark movie.
Trademark. Copyright. Whatever it is.
They're busy working over Christmas around a letter. In their small Christmas town.
It's an H. It's not a trademark. It's not a copyright. It's a Hallmark.
Oh, of course it is. God, we're dumb sometimes, but then redeemed into greatness. Episode 350 done.
Tick.
Tick. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You also mentioned Moulin Rouge during the episode.
Yeah, I did.
So good on you.
Thank you. It's another Nicole reference. Okay. Before we go, three other Nicole Kidman movies.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, good one. And the one that she also did with him, Thunder Car, whatever it's called. Waves of Thunder.
Waves
I'm not
of
a thunder?
Thunder,
you are. Something like that.
Whatevers.
She was the mother in Aquaman with the guy who Jason Momoa.
What about the one where she's the weather reporter?
Oh, that's a good
one.
It's like something about Kill.
Thank goodness none of these movies are in the quiz.
That's good. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nikki.